Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff at First Family Church. And every week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast, the midweek refill portion, we talk through our reading plan for the year. And we're on week 34 of that plan. And I've got Travis with us again on the podcast. He's one of our pastors. And he's going to share with us from, I believe, the Gospel of Matthew.
Yeah. The last three chapters of Matthew and the first couple chapters of 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful and just a great reminder for us in the middle of August to be in the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Usually these are passages we read around Easter, maybe Christmas time, where we kind of think about Christ coming and his sacrifice. And so I just think it was a beautiful reminder for us in the middle of August to spend time focused on what we often call the passion of Christ. And that phrase, the passion of Christ, references his suffering or his just the terrible circumstances that he had to endure for us. And so I can't think of a better, the whole Bible's beautiful, but I can't think of a better passage of scripture just to meditate on than literally the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
We refer to oftentimes the word the gospel. And the word gospel is the good news of what Jesus did for us. And literally, the last three chapters of the book of Matthew is the explanation, the detail, the description of his suffering, his death, his sacrifice for us. And so rather than just, you know, using that as a word that we kind of understand, it was a beautiful reminder for me to literally read through the suffering that Jesus endured so that me, the guilty one, could be declared righteous and forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very grateful that in the middle of August, we had to read the Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Great reminder.
Very appropriate for our podcast, the Gospel Fuel Podcast,
yep.
And how that leans into our everyday lives and how, yeah. So when you read the gospel or when you read the crucifixion account, what themes or what things stick out to you? I mean, you've, I'm trying to think for myself. I mean, we've both read through the Gospels through the crucifixion account dozens of times, probably. Yep.
I think this verse jumped off the page. I mean, you know this, so our listeners know this as well, but just the ramification of it. This is Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. So verse 50 reads this way, "But Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit." So verse 50 is his final breath.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the ramification. The moment he breathed his final breath, verse 51, "Suddenly the curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split."
Mm-hmm.
The moment Jesus died, access to the Father was granted.
Mm-hmm.
You could read over that. You could skim through it. But just that verse jumped off the page of me. That is our reality. The moment Jesus breathed his final breath, I no longer have to have all these purification ceremonies. I no longer have to have a priest intercede for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the Old Testament rituals that gave me access to the Father, I now have direct access to because the curtain of the temple was torn in two. That jumped off the page of me. It's like, I haven't reflected on that recently.
I've reflected on it recently because of my kids' book they have. They have a book called, I think it's called The Garden, The Curtain, and the Cross. You heard of this book?
Oh, yeah.
And it talks about how when humanity fell, when Adam and Eve sinned, God put the angels at the gate, basically put up they called it a do not enter sign or something like that. And they said the do not enter sign was in front of the garden, so you can't enter into God's presence anymore now that the relationship is broken.
Right.
And then the temple gets set up in the Old Testament, and you still have a keep out sign, a do not enter sign, because the priest can only go in there once a year, and this whole, you have to go through certain sacrifices and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, and then the culmination of this children's book, which is a really good children's book, says that, that keep out sign was torn up when Jesus when Jesus finished the work on the cross. So now, like you said, we have access to the Father. We can now go back into the presence of God just like we could in Eden. It makes it as if we had never sinned. Jesus makes things makes things right, as I think Tim Keller, or maybe he quotes someone, says, "The gospel makes all sad things untrue." So now we have this, like, all the sad things that have happened since the fall and since the keep out sign was put up, all those things have now come untrue in Christ.
And it mandated he breathe his last breath. So Matthew just does a great job of connecting those dots, putting them right next to each other. He died, the curtain was torn in two. Like, see the beauty of his passion.
And that's why I love, I'm not going to get on a kid's book rant, but that's why I love books like that I read to my, 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. Because as a kid, I would read that and be like, the curtain tore? What? I don't understand the significance of that.
Yep.
Like my 3-year-old is hearing from his earliest years why the curtain tore and why that's significant.
Yep.
So I love it's fun seeing new, like those aspects of the gospel story of the crucifixion account come to life and see them through the eyes of a kid who's hearing it for the first time.
Yeah. So I'm just grateful that the Bible reading plan forced me to read through the crucifixion in the middle of August. What a great blessing that was.
Yeah. A great reminder, especially, you know, for our name of our podcast, really good content for today. So Travis, thanks for being on the podcast again and sharing with us from God's word and from the Gospel of Matthew. So church, hope that encouraged you and challenged you as you keep reading through your Bibles this year. And we'll hope to see you next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.